Negotiations over a new pay agreement for police officers have hit a brick wall, with the police association saying the government has shown a lack of respect for the job they do. The government's offer is for a lump sum payment into the banks of police staff, but no actual pay rise. The president of the police association, Chris Cahill, told members in an email this afternoon that negotiations had stalled. He told Ben Strang the government's offer is tens of millions of dollars short of what's wanted, and they may be headed to arbitration.
That's unfortunately where we're heading, given the lack of movement from the government and the wide disparity between what we think is needed to try and address the issues and what they're offering.
How does this make sort of police officers feel out on the street? What's the vibe towards the government when this is the way that negotiations are going?
Well, it's an added kick in the guts, really. So you've got the whole thing when the pay freeze was announced. You've then got all the issues with the firearms, the risks that people are facing, the fact there doesn't seem to be any recognition that police have worked right through COVID. All these things are adding up to have a pretty frustrated police.
You mentioned that there's been, you know, the murder of Matthew Hunt, the attempted murder of David Goldfinch in this. There's countless numbers of assaults on police officers each day, it seems. Are police officers fearful in the job and like you say, don't feel they're getting the recognition?
Yeah, they certainly are. They are concerned about their safety, and rightly so. As you say, multiple firearm incidents, officers shot in Hamilton again recently, others, you know, knocked unconscious, and 1,500 assaults a year, nearly one a day getting injured. They believe there needs to be some recognition from this government around the increased risks they're facing. And, you know, to get nothing, which is really what being offered, is currently on the table is no pay rise. It is a one-off lump sum that does not go onto salary. So that's how disappointing we are and our members are with the current approach from the government.
And do you think the government have any sort of leg to stand on? Obviously, they say that the country has been through it tough in the past year and a half, 2 years with COVID. There's a lot of private businesses that have done it tough, and so they're tightening the purse strings. Is that legitimate?
They are the private businesses that received significant wage subsidies. You know, billions of dollars have been paid out. We know that the government's tax take is up. We know that the books are a lot better than they ever forecast. And clearly we also know inflation is looming. It's now up to 3.3%, forecast to go to 4%. So the police officers that worked throughout COVID need to be recognised as well.
What would you say the time frame is for when this may head to arbitration?
Well, as I say, we think we need to see some significant movement from the government in the next couple of weeks. We don't see any other way. But bear in mind, we also have our members who have a view that we need to be more vocal around protesting the lack of support from the government around the pay round, and that's something that we'll be factoring in as well.
And to be clear, the police, I mean, strike action, that sort of thing, that's out of the question, isn't it? That's something you're not allowed to do. What sort of protest can the police actually do around this sort of stuff?
Well, yes, certainly industrial action such as strikes we can't do, but that doesn't mean that we can't seek more public support in similar veins to other work groups can do. So, you know, we've got a number of things that we could look at, but we'd much rather get around the negotiating table with a fair offer from the government that actually addresses some of the issues we've raised. And look, we can say police would like to be able to do that as well. At the moment, we're hamstrung by the government's lack of support.
That was Chris Cahill speaking to our reporter Ben Strang.